This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 2, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. 1 year, almost to the day, after over 3,000 flights were canceled for FAA-mandated safety checks on aircraft operated by American Airlines last year, a regional operator for Delta Airlines said yesterday it grounded several dozen 50-seat regional jets to check for compliance with proper maintenance. The Associated Press reports Atlantic Southeast Airlines grounded 60 of its 112 Bombardier CRJ-200s after internal audits raised questions about whether inspections of the aircraft's engines had been performed. ASA spokeswoman Kate Modello tells the Atlanta Journal-Constitution the airline notified the FAA and voluntarily pulled the aircraft out of service. She added that passengers, quote, are being reaccommodated on next available flights, unquote. Modello added that ASA began the inspections Tuesday night at maintenance centers around the country, and those checks should be completed and all affected aircraft back in service by sometime tonight. At least 8 bodies have been recovered following yesterday's ditching of a Eurocopter EC-225 Super Puma off the northeast coast of Scotland. Search crews are looking for 8 more people reported to have been on board. The Associated Press reports the helicopter was carrying 14 oil workers. Britain's Maritime and Coast Guard Agency dispatched 2 RAF helicopters and a Nimrod reconnaissance aircraft to join several search boats already at the scene. All people on board the Eurocopter were in survival suits. Crews found 2 overturned life rafts in the water near the recovered bodies. The accident comes less than 6 weeks after another Super Puma was forced to ditch in the North Sea. All 16 occupants were rescued in that one. Watch for updates at aero-news.net. The FAA's annual aviation forecast was released on Tuesday. The 16-year look ahead acknowledges current economic conditions in predicting passenger airline employments will drop 7.8% in 2009. Starting in 2010, the FAA sees a 15-year period in which air travel will be up an average of 2.7% per year. Not surprisingly, the agency says that growth makes action on next-gen air traffic control an urgent matter, claiming that delays in system modernization are costing the nation an average of $9.4 billion a year. The FAA says the newer technology would also improve safety and reduce fuel burn, carbon emissions, and noise. The U.S. Transportation Security Administration says it's moving forward with Secure Flight. That's a program that will consolidate vetting of airline passengers against the watch list within TSA. The agency has blamed a majority of cases of false alarms on airline personnel who have improperly denied boarding to people with names similar to those on the list. The new system will bring not only more consistent application, but a new layer of resolution. Because under Secure Flight, airlines will gather a passenger's full name, date of birth, and sex when making an airline reservation to determine if the passenger is a match to the no-fly or selectee lists. The additional detail is intended to help prevent misidentification. The shift of responsibility from the airlines to the TSA was a key recommendation of the 9/11 Commission. Secure Flight will take some time to roll out. TSA says its goal is to vet passengers on 100% of all domestic commercial flights by early next year, and 100% of all international commercial flights by the end of 2010. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Chicago extends the financing deadline for private investors taking over Midway. The state of Georgia might have a citation for sale. And AOPA welcomes Andrew Broom. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is aviation investment consultant Brian Foley, who says what he calls insincere sellers are a factor in driving unsold inventories of used business jets to record levels. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.